In California, the State Raisin Advisory Board tried to pump up sales 15 years ago with this groundbreaking commercial.
California raisins from the California vineyards.
The dancing raisins are no longer on the airwaves, and while raisin production is way up, consumption is down. That adds up to trouble for farmers in California's Central Valley, the raisin capital of the world. This week, they convened a grape summit in Fresno to talk about ways to save their struggling industry. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
Raisin farmer Mike Jerkovich knows exactly when his Thompson seedless grapes should be picked from the vine and laid out in the sun to become raisins. And he knows precisely when the raisins have dried just enough so that they'll still be plump and juicy. But what this third-generation farmer in the Central Valley town of Kerman can't figure out is how to keep his head above water financially.
I figured this year, by making a crop, I'm going to lose between $75,000 and $85,000.
That's because it cost him at least $900 a ton to make the raisins. And this year, Jerkovich is only being offered $350 a ton. 4 years ago, he earned $1,100 a ton. So this year, he's decided to let much of his raisin crop go unharvested. A large for sale sign hangs on the edge of Jerkovich's property.
My family's been here since 1920. It's just a shame to see what's happening.
The raisin industry has been bumping up against the age-old economic rules of supply and demand for some time now. There are currently about 850,000 acres of grapevines in California. That's 25% more than a decade ago. Combine this with increased international production, and the raisin industry is left with a glut. UC Berkeley economist Jerry Siebert says there is only one way to fix the problem.
The long-term solution is however you want to do it, whether you let the market forces take care of it, which they will eventually do anyway, or whether you want to spur those market forces by using an industry-sponsored program, acreage needs to be reduced.
That's what industry leaders want. They're now pushing a plan that would pay farmers to pull up their grapevines. If approved by the USDA, the plan would take out as much as 25,000 acres of vines in the next year. Farmer Richard Garabedian chairs the Raisin Administrative Committee and is pushing the idea.
If you're going to lose your ranch and you have a chance to pull your vines and keep the ranch and live in the home, then you're going to pull.
At the Grape Summit this week, Valley political leaders and industry representatives talked about all possible solutions, like getting the USDA to declare raisins a surplus food item, making them eligible as food aid to developing countries, or getting more raisins in school lunch programs. But it still looks bleak. Congressman George Radonovich represents the Valley.
We can't make it go away, and no matter what we do, it's still going to be a very, very tough 2 years for the industry, and a lot of people are going to go bankrupt or out of business and let land go fallow.
It's still not clear just how many farmers are getting out of the raisin business, but every farmer seems to know someone on the verge of calling it quits. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno, California.